The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul continues his kind of dissertation about faith and works and how we are saved by faith, not by our works. But yet also he tells us that our works, our deeds in this world will determine what kind of eternal life we will have. And I think I'd like to talk a little bit about how that applies to those who serve a church, our ministers. And not just how they serve, but why we serve. Yes, we're justified by faith. Before we do anything, God already opened the gates of heaven to each one of us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We don't earn eternal life. We don't earn the love of our Father. God loves us from the beginning. From the first moment of our existence, we're loved by God. And that's why we as Catholics baptize babies. Because that gift of faith, that's what they receive at a baptism. The gift of adoption, the gift of becoming members of God's family, it's not their choice. A lot of times in talking to parents, say, well, I want my children to grow up and decide what church to join or what faith to belong to. It's not our choice. God falls in love with us before even we are born, because he is love. But our response to that love is that we serve God. We show that love, we receive love, and we respond by loving God and loving our neighbor. And that's where our works come in. That's where our service in the church comes in. We're called to serve not because, well, it's something, you know, good for me, I'm free on Sundays, or I like to read, or, you know, I like to play music. It's a response to the gift of faith. When someone gives us a gift, and think about it, this gift is eternal life. What response can we give that can be adequate or measurable compared to the gift that we received? Nothing really. Just love. To love according to our capacity. And that's why when we serve at the church, it's not a volunteering job. It's a ministry, because our service is based on the way Jesus served us. Our ministry should be based on our gratitude to God, should be based on our commitment to serve as Jesus served us, should be a sacrifice that we give, not something that's convenient for us. We show up when I'm available. If I'm not available, I'm not going to show up. When we serve in no matter which ministry, whether liturgical ministry, formation ministry, outreach ministry, are we making that service a sign and a witness to God's love to the people that we serve, to the person that we serve? All is about me. I am a good person. You know, I give my time. There's a big difference between serving at public, you know, things like a hospital, a library, whatever, a nonprofit, and then serving in the church. Serving in the church, we're witnessing to Jesus, who said, I came to serve and not to be served. Serving in church is our offering back to God, our sacrifice, just Jesus sacrificed his life for us. It's more than going through the motions. It's about being witnesses and living as disciples of Jesus Christ.